Saints quarterback Drew Brees will be enshrined in Canton, Ohio as a first ballot Pro Football Hall of Famer tomorrow. Here's Case Kieschnick.
Coming off a devastating shoulder injury the season before, Drew Brees arrived to New Orleans decimated by Hurricane Katrina just 6 months prior. He helped restore hope to a city and a fan base by leading the Saints to a Super Bowl, and now he is immortalized as one of the greatest players to ever play the game.
It's a pretty surreal moment right now. I don't think it's going to fully hit me what's happening until we're in Canton and they're putting a gold jacket on me.
Brees says it is the greatest story in the history of sports, and he is looking forward to showing his gratitude to the countless people and places that supported him in his historic 20-year career. The induction ceremony begins tomorrow at 11 o'clock. I'm Case Kieschnick.
Following the Supreme Court ruling in the Calais case, Louisiana's Republican-led legislature redrew the state's congressional map with the purpose of flipping District 6 back to GOP control. But that has not stopped Democrats Pat Forbes and Rubia Garcia from taking a stab at it. Forbes was an aide to former Governor John Bel Edwards and says the Republicans vying for the 6th district seat seem to have lost their focus.
They seem to have gotten more focused on national politics and all these other issues that don't matter to most people.
Garcia previously qualified in the 5th district and has shifted focus to the 6th since she lives within the district's boundaries. She and Forbes both agree that affordability is one of the biggest issues facing voters.
All of us are having struggles with paying our bills under these wages, with the inflation, with the tariffs, with the gas prices.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm John Burns on TIX FM.